Nun Vav Amun Beis, top of the page. Oh, sorry. Nun Vav Amun Aleph, top of the page. Next Mishnah. Hanoder min Abayis. So the person says that they're not going to get Hana, they won't get benefit from Abayis. So Mutar Baaliyah, they are permitted to use the second floor. Why are they allowed to use? That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. What do you mean? Min Abayis Mutar Baaliyah, says the Ran. Del Rabbi Meir, Aliyah Leisa Bechla Abayis. Right, so even in the times of the Gemara, they had two second floors in a house. So if a person said, I'm not using the house, so they're permitted to use the aliyah. The truth is we should have a picture of what houses look like in the times of the Gemara. No. So we should, I don't know, we probably know more about the architecture of a house in the times of the Mishnah. But the aliyah is still part of the house in some way. But nevertheless, the assumption is that Meir says, if you said never not to use the bias, so then you're allowed to use the aliyah. Fine. However, if a chachamim omrim aliyah bechal habayis, chachamim say no, the aliyah is part of the house. Now, and therefore, if a person says, taking a neder, I'm not going to use a house, right, or the house, or that house, or any house, or whatever it's going to be, so then they are forbidden, according to chachamim, to use the house. Says, continues that Ran in the same Ran, Rabbanan pligi alei, the sfir lehud aliyah bechal habayis. Right, they think that aliyah is part of the house. Okay. But the Gemara continues, Hanoda min aliyah mutar babayis. But everyone agrees, the person says, I taking a neder not to use the second floor of a house, right? That they are permitted to use the rest of the house. Because the aliyah is very specific. It's a specific part of the house. It's very clear what that means. It doesn't mean the first floor, it doesn't mean the main level, etc. So that's very obvious, and therefore everyone would agree, Bein Rabbi Meir, Bein Rabbi Rabbanan, that a person who takes the neder not to use the aliyah is forbidden to use the house, and that's why the Ran concludes, Umihu modu hada noder min haliyah motor bias. But everyone agrees that if I take a neder not to use an aliyah, I'm still allowed to use the house. Okay, fine. Okay, so says the Gemara as follows. Man Tana, who says the following? Bebeis, this isn't bebias, but bebeis, larabos es heitziah. Bebeis larabos es haliyah. So the language of bebeis, this is in reference to when someone gets tzaras habayis. Right? So the pasuk there is that I'm going to put tzaras bebeis eres achuzaschem, the languages. So what is that language of bebeis? So the Tana says bebeis comes to include the yitziah, which I think they say means a veranda. Yes. Is a veranda a type of couch or something? That's what a veranda is?
A porch.
Good. It's bad if the translation is a word I don't even know how to translate. A porch. Okay, fine. So base comes to include the porch, and bebeis, l'rabba says aliyah, and bebeis, but more importantly for us, the language of base comes to include the aliyah, meaning you're going to have tzaras even in the second floor of the house. But the point being, the language of bias sounds like comes to include the second floor. So who's going to be the Tana? Who's going to be the author of such a Mishnah or such a Braisa? So I'm Rav Chisa, Rabbi Meir. So he says, what do you have to say? You have to say that this is Rabbi Meir. Why? Di Rabbanan ha'amir Rabbanan aliyah bechlal bias lamli kra bebeis lerabuye. Right, so if that meaning if you're the Rabbanan and you hold that Aliyah is bechalal habayis, that the Aliyah is part of the house, so I don't need a special pasuk to include the second floor. That's understood. That's what bias means, right? So if I need a special drasha that by tarasa bias that I need to also include the second floor, that means that in general you don't think that bias includes the second floor. In which case, you must be Rabbi Meir. Okay, so Abaya says, no. Afilu tem Rabbanan, even according to Rabbanan. Baikra, even according to Rabbanan, you need a pasuk. Why? Why would I need this Rasha? The Sacha Dayat Chamina, I might have thought, Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem Ksiv, Demechaber Be'ara Shmei Bayis, Aliyah Shma Shmei Bayis, Aliyah Halo Mechaber Be'ara. So what might I think? Again, it's Beis Eretz Achuzaschem, right? That's going to be in your... And the houses in the land of your inheritance. And the point being that maybe this bias means something that is mechubal karka, something that is connected to the ground. If it's something that's not connected to the ground, maybe it's not included. And you know, the aliyah, the second floor, by definition, is not connected to the ground, at least not directly. In which case, maybe I would have had a hav, there's something unique about the even the Rabbanon who think that the aliyah is b'chol abayis, they might have thought that maybe it comes to tzaras abayis, there's some unique point here. Since it's connected to the idea of Eretz, Achuzastem has to be connected to the Aretz. Shema, you know, Kamash Malan, that you don't have to. So no proof, really, per se, that this is that this is Rabbi Meir, not the Rabbanu. Okay. Fine. So Gemara tries something else. Kaman Azla, had the Amr Rav Huna Bar Chiya Mishmedu. Who said the following idea that Rav Huna said in the name of Ula? Bayis Bebesi Ani Mochelach. So a person says, Bayis Bebesi Ani Mochelach. So a person says, I'm selling you a house in my house. If someone says that to someone, Marehu Aliyah. Right? He's allowed to show him a second floor. Okay? So if a person's trying to make a deal with someone, they want to sell them something, they say, look, I'm gonna show you a house in my house. Okay? So the Tana says, you're allowed to show them a second floor of a house. That's included in what you said. So Taimed Amale Bayis Shebebesi. Well, maybe that's only because you said a house in my house. Ani mochelecha. Aval bayis stam eino marehu aliyah. But if I said stam a bayis, I just said I'm going to show you a bayis. So then I can't show you. You can't show the person now the aliyah. Okay, you can't show the second floor. So leima Rabbi Meir. Right. So presumably this should be the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Yeah, so maybe I should assume that this is Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that aliyah is not part of the bias, right? And that's why he says, if I just say bias, I can't say, oh yeah, when I said I'm selling you the house, I meant I'm selling you a second floor of your house. No, that's ridiculous. That can't be, right? And presumably the Rabbanon who hold that aliyah is bechlala bias. So if I would say I'm selling you a house and I show you a second floor, so that's part of the bias. So answering no, I feel the tamer Rabbi Rabbanon, my aliyah meula shebebatim. No. Even the Rabbanim would agree that you can't Maybe the Rabbanim would agree. Why? Because I might think that when you said Aliyah, you meant Meula Shebabatim. It didn't necessarily mean second floor, but it just meant something. Something high quality, right? Very, very nice. And that was the language meula, right? Meula, super nice. Look at the mefarish. So he says like this. Time to amar bayis bebesi ha'im amar bayis stam ein yachal laharas lo aliyah de ein aliyah b'chal bayis. Right? They're not included. Le'im Rabbi Meir he damar ein aliyah b'chal bayis, because that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So Gemara answers, no, maybe Eva filitim rabbanon lo tema aliyah mamish. Meaning they also wouldn't have thought that, you know, when you said a bias doesn't mean an aliyah. My aliyah ketani meula shebena chasav ha bias ha meshubach shebebesav. It's sarach litain lo heichat amr bias shebebesi. Meaning the point is that in this case the language of aliyah could mean the nice type. And the point being, if that's true, the person who's been expecting to come see a house is not expecting to see a second floor either, right? So the point is that there, meula, I don't even want to say chumra kula, but like the point, I guess it's a chumra, right? That even the Rabbanim would agree, I said bias, stam, the person might assume, and I show aliyah, it means something nicer. Hava amar bias stam, hayachal haris lo aliyah, mamish, de aliyah bechla bias. But if I just said, bias, so let's make sure, I'm going to make sure this is clear. The point is that when they say that I could show, that a few of the Rabbanon would agree, the Rabbanon who say that Aliyah is Bechal Bias, even they would agree that if I say bias, stam, I can't show just an Aliyah. Right? Why? Because Aliyah might mean, when I say bias, bias Shebebesi, it means something extra special, nice. But to show bias, stam, no, even a person who agrees that an Aliyah is part of the house, they're not going to assume that you're showing them just the Aliyah. Right, about iha hava ara bayis stam hayachal laharis lo aliyah mamish daliyas bechla. No, I'm saying it wrong. About iha hava amar bayis stam, they would agree. Hayachal laharis lo aliyah mamish daliyas bechla bayis. No, I said it wrong again. The point is like this: that they're saying as a kula. When they say aliyah is b'chal abayis, so and they said a bias is b'beis, they mean the nicest type. But if I say bias mamish, that means house. Sorry, that they would agree that you could say that means the aliyah by itself. Because they believe that al-Khaliyah is b'chal abayis. Even though, again, the reason I have my own bias, my own personal bias, is that doesn't seem to make sense. Right? That you would say that if I'm saying a house, I don't mean the second floor. But they're saying, no, if bias means, means aliyah, so then, okay, so then if I said bias tam, I could show you just aliyah. Yeah, what are you going to say?
So, my cousins in Israel told me, it's a little derogatory, that if you look at the Arab villages, a lot of them, they don't finish the houses.
Yes.
Because the next generation is going to live on top of them. And then on top. So in theory, if you're saying you're showing them a house, you're showing them your part of the house. It's not an apartment building. It's literally a house. But the second floor doesn't belong to the people on the first floor.
Because that's not it.
It's not theirs.
Culturally, it means the first floor.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And right. And maybe there in that scenario, that's why I said we need like some architectural help here. But in that scenario, the second floor can be the bias.
Right. That's one generation of bias is the second floor.
Right. Right. And by the way, if bias meant apartment, even in America. So if a bias means apartment, it can mean second floor, third floor, fourth, whatever it can mean. It just depends on what you're, like anything else. I call if you know there. Right? It depends on the person has in mind. And that's sort of the point.
There's an interesting note in here that's talking about, the second floor and saying, clearly then the upper story is not the highest quality section of a house as climbing up and down the stairs demand exertion.
Okay, fine. No one wants to live on the second floor. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Good. Yeah. Okay, and they didn't have elevators. So, good. Okay, good, fine. All right, next Mishnah. Hanoda min hamita mutir bedargash. If you don't know what a dargash is, don't worry. The Gemara doesn't know what it means either. So we're gonna figure that out. The person said, I'm not going to use a bed. I don't recommend this nether. We don't recommend any nether, but not this one, certainly not this one. Person next, you're not to use a bed. You're allowed to use a dargash. Steve Rabbi Meir. Chamomim dargash bechlal mita. But Chacham said, no, a dargash is like a bed. And therefore, if you take a netter not to use a bed, you cannot use the dargash either. Okay? Hanoda mina dargash, mutar b'mita. But the same as the first earlier Mishnah, if I take a netter not to use a dargash, so everyone agrees, then I'm permitted to use a regular bed. So a netter is, a dargash is presumably some type of specific type, right? A very specific type of bed. Now, if you take a netter from a dargash, no one assumes. That you then can't use a regular bed. Question is, when you say I can't use a bed, is the dargash included or not? That's machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Okay, so says the Gemara, my dargash. What is a dargash? So Amarula, arsa degada. A dargash is an arsa degada. What is an arsa degada? Look at the Ran, three lines from the bottom of the page. Says the Ran, noagin hayu lahatzia mita lamazel habayis. So they used to make a bed, which was not for sleeping, but it was for mazel. It's a good thing to have a bed set up, but it is not really meant for sleeping. It's like sort of like it's like sits there, right? The mefarish is the same thing. Arsa the god that mita sha'orchin osal mazel ve'ein shum adam yashen aleha. Person doesn't sleep on such a bed, right? So it is a bed. It looks like a bed, but it's not really a bed because people don't sleep on it. Okay. So Amr Rabbanan, the Ula, so Rabbanan said back to Ula, Hadasnan, what about the following Mishnah? The Mishnah Moikatan that says, Kishhein Mavrinoso, when they would have a Sudas Havra for a Kohen Gadol or a Melech, the Ran says. The Ran says, Kishhein Mavrinoso, the Kohen Gadol, Tzarech Lomar, la Melech, She'iru lo Avil. So the Melech becomes an Avil. So they talk about what was the way they would sit with the Melech when he was an Avil. Okay, so what would they do? So, kishahein mavrin also back in the Gemara, kol ha'am misubin ala aretz. Everyone sits on the floor, v'hu meisiv ala dargash, and the king sits on the dargash. Okay, so ask the Gemara, kula shasa lo yasiv ala, ha'hu yoma yasiv ala. If the dargash is this like a good luck charm, right? Whatever you want to call it, it's there for good mazel, and the whole year he doesn't sit on it. Never sits in the dargash. It just sits there empty. No one sits on it. So what's the only time he sits on it? When he's sitting Shiva. That's the one time. It's like, that seems a little unusual, right? First of all, unusual that it's used specifically for that time, but also it's meant as a thing that's for good mazel, and this is a time of bad mazel, so you're going to sit in it now. Like, it just doesn't make sense, Right? Look at the Ran. Kula shasa lo yasi v'la ad achshav lo yeshav al oso mita sharei munachasi the sarabayas v'hashta sarabayas, that means like a malach or something or whatever. V'hashta da avahu yasi v'la mehicha tepik lang. Where does that come from? It's like, it's very strange. Right? So it doesn't seem to make sense. So the point being, if that's true, then this idea of the dargash being this like good mazel bench that no one sits on bed, then doesn't really make sense if this is how it's used in the Mishnah. Okay, so let's try again. So maskif la Ravina mida dehavi abas avayayin says no, Ravina says it's not a problem. This is like the minhag that we have about meat and wine. The kula shasa ibay achav ibay lo achav. Because the whole, all the time he's allowed to, he can choose. He'll eat meat and wine, I won't eat meat and wine. Ahu yoma anu yavinan lay. The minhag was that they would bring the melech meat and wine specifically at the Sudas Avrar, is the meal that the Ava has right after the funeral. By the way, our minhag is that an onin doesn't eat meat and drink wine, and they become, now once the burial takes place, they can eat meat and drink wine. But the minhag is not necessarily to have meat and wine at the Sudas Avrah. You can, but that's not necessarily the minhag. But apparently they had a minhag that the melech would have meat and wine at this meal. So the point being, there are some unusual things happening at this Sudas Avrah, where there are things that are nice and fancy even, that we do for him, that otherwise you wouldn't have done. So that the fact that you're doing something normal, like something unusual, is not so strange. Look at the Mefarish. Anyan vina lay mishun dechsiv v'yayin lemari nefesh. Right, you give wine to someone who is upset. Hachanami afagav de kula shasa lo yasiv alei hasha yasiv. So yeah, not a big deal. The fact that it's unusual, that it is a special thing, that he sits on this bed, okay. So the point just being, don't reject the translation of dargash as this the bed for mazel, whatever, from this example. Fine. So Ela Hakasha. So it's rather ask this kasha. Disanya dargash loyhaya kofeo. Ela zokfo. So there's a rule when it comes to Hilchos Avelos called Kfiya Sabita. One of the things that they would do in the times of the Gemara, they would take the beds in the house and they would flip them over. So they would flip them over as a way of showing that they can't, people didn't need, sleep regularly, whatever, when they're in Avelos. So they would do Kfiya Sabita. We don't really do that anymore. We don't flip beds anymore when a person's at Shiva, but that they used to do. But the point is, so they would flip all the beds, okay? So but the Dargash, they wouldn't flip it. Rather, they would stand it upright. Zokfo. So some say that means, Zokfo means, actually just leave it as is. And some say Zokfo means actually put it on it. Look at the Mefarish. Ela Zokfo. Shema Mido al Shnei Krav Vidaya. You actually stand it up on its side. Right? So instead of being on all four legs, it stand it up on the side of the bed. Stand up on its side. Okay. Vi Amris Arsa Degadu. And if you're going to tell me it's a bed of mazel, Vahatanya Hakofe Es Mitaso, Lo Mitaso Bilvad Hukofe, Ela Kol Mito Sheyesh Lo Besoch Habayis Hukofe. And the halacha is that the idea of Kfiya Sabita is something you do to every single bed in the house. So if this dargash is an arsa, is an arsa de gada, so then you presumably you have to do the same thing. Look at the mefarish. Demita chashuvahi kokach amai ein tzarich lekvosa. If it's a special chashuv bed, so I should do the same thing. I should have to flip it over. And so if that's what it is, why am I not doing the same thing for this item? Fine. Okay. I mean, again, you could have. What answer could you have given? The whole point is it's not a regular bed. And we talked about how it's a unique bed, right? So you could say, okay, because there's something unique about it, right? But okay. But the Gemara says, fine. Halo kasha miti. Don't ask me a kasha. That's fine. Tahava amita hamyuchadis lakelim. Ah, we have other unique beds, right? The Gemara says, no problem. You're right. It is a bed. But there are actually other beds that we don't flip in the house. I mean, there's a person sitting Shiva, even though there you do regular kriyas amita for regular beds. There are other beds for which you don't do so, right? Just like the mita imuchadis lakelim. Right, the meat that you have for that you keep your utensils on. The sanya im hayase mita hamiyuchedes lekelim ein tzarich lekvosa. Because the halacha is if you have a mita that's miyuchedes lekelim, you don't have to flip it over. Right? Look at the mefarish. Look at the mefarish hamiyuchedes liten alei akelim. Right, and the point is, it's special for something else. It's used for storage, and since it's not used for sleeping, that's why you don't have to flip it over. The Vach has some long thing here. Leave it for right now. But the point being, the fact that you don't flip it doesn't mean it's not bed. It just means it's a special type of bed, which is exactly what we say it was in the first place. So no problem. Okay, so we're still okay. Okay, so Ella, E Kasha, Ha Kasha. So if you want to ask a Kasha, ask the following Kasha. Desanya Rishim Lomil Omer Dargash Matir Karbitav Vuhu Nofel Me Elav. So the Rishim Lomil says that a Dargash, what do you do with it? You actually loosen, like you untie its like the loops that keep it together, right? Every beds in the times of the Gemara were always like you'd have like a frame, and then you'd have some piece of like leather or ropes or something that either a piece of leather that you tie up with ropes, or you'd have ropes and then you put like a mattress in the ropes, like we have like slats on a bed, you know, on beds now. So they would you know. So the point is they would have these loops that they would untie them, and that would make it fall. Okay, so. Fine. V'idagash arsa degada who karvitin mi'islai. But if it was if the dagash is a mita, is an arsa degada, it's some type of bed for mazel, so then why would it have loops? It wouldn't have loops. Okay, take a look at the Ran. Karvitin mi'islai, would it have loops? Hare kishar mitos hu asoy. It's made like other beds. Point being, the other beds were made, even though I just described them both as being similar, they're not totally the same. That a regular bed doesn't have like loops that are easy to remove. Why? Because you wanted to keep it in place, right? So it was like it was locked in a much you know stronger way. So it wasn't a normal thing to have them so easily removed. So if it's a regular bed, why does it have those loops? Which presumably the loops were something that made it very easy to untie. Look at the mefarish. Karvitin mi'islei. Hachi kim lehu delo havu lehu karvitin she'en asyuli hisparik. Elo medes butzas la'olam. It wasn't meant to be taken apart. Presumably a karvitin was something you had on a bed that was like a take apart type of bed. You know, a cot type of thing that was easily removed and put it back together, etc. But this is something that's made to stay. Right? It's like sits there all the time. So presumably it wouldn't have loops. So how does that work? Okay. So fine. So we're left with that as a problem. So we'll stop here and we'll pick this up. Sure.